In today's society, money and material possessions are regarded as the keys to happiness. Despite all evidence to the contrary and many stories of folks who have hit the lottery big, most of us still assume that money buys happiness. In fact, many people in our country seem to have no other goal in life than to make money and acquire possessions. In many ways, Jesus looked to his contemporaries like any other Jewish wisdom teacher. When it came to money and things, these wisdom teachers generally counseled moderation and being comfortable, but warned against making the accumulation of wealth one's obsession in life. We can see this in today's first reading for the Book of Wisdom. In this prayer for wisdom, the writer identifies wisdom as the greatest possession of all and contrasts it with material possessions. He claims that he deemed riches as nothing in comparison with wisdom and dismisses gold as just a little sand. Now, Jesus deals with the topics of money and material possessions in many gospel narratives. Today's gospel is an example. I think we can break down today's gospel into three sections: a narrative about Jesus' encounter with this rich young man, teachings about wealth as an obstacle to following Jesus, and a promise of reward for those who forgo material possessions in the present. Jesus challenges this young man. In the Jewish tradition, one with wealth was expected to hold on to his money and distribute it to the poor as the need arose. He was to be a benefactor. But Jesus challenges the man to sell everything he has and give to the poor. To do so would mean that he would lose his status in society. He would no longer be a benefactor, and the source of his limited generosity would be gone. This challenge was so difficult that the man went away sad. Jesus teaches that wealth can be an obstacle to discipleship and salvation. Material possessions and wealth are not necessarily a sign of divine favor and could be a source of a curse. The somewhat bizarre image of a camel trying to get through the eye of a needle challenges our tendencies to make possessions into false gods, to trust our material assets rather than God, to seek happiness in things that just pass away. Jesus promises his followers will find happiness without lots of money and things. He promises 100 times as many houses and brothers and sisters, children and land in this life, and everlasting life in the age to come. Included in this list of benefits, Mark adds, with persecutions. Jesus does not guarantee that his followers will live totally without problems and sufferings. Nevertheless, in the midst of these trials, there will be hope and help from those who make up the new family of Jesus. God sometimes demands a lot from us, as he demanded from this rich young man. But God does so because he loves us and wants the best for us. God doesn't make us do it all on our own. He helps with his grace, with gifts like prayer, the sacraments, church teachings, the Bible. But God leaves it up to us to use these gifts. So I think our takeaway this week is reflect on the questions. How have I allowed possessions to become an obstacle to true happiness and salvation? How have I allowed material possessions to become an obstacle to true happiness and salvation? And what challenges in these teachings of Jesus apply to me? As we continue our Eucharist, let's pray about these things. Let's renew our commitment to seek the treasure that lasts forever. Lord, help us to know that only in you do we find true and everlasting happiness.